Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about oral sex for him and for her and the role it plays within your marriage.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, oral sex can be foreplay, the main course, or the dessert. And, you know, honestly, we couldn't agree more, which is why we're going to do this show today. And, you know, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the one family and just the amazing things that are happening in their marriage. This hug, though, comes from an Instagram message that we received. And it says, this was an email, not an Instagram message. Because she starts off saying, this email is long overdue. But last year, my husband and I completed the 7 days of sex challenge. I first discovered your podcast after our second son was born. I was struggling with finding my desire for sex again. Initially, I couldn't get enough of your podcast and I finally shared it with my husband, but then kids and life happened. And although I was listening, I wasn't implementing. Our sex life was okay. Our marriage was good, but I knew we were capable of more. So when I found out I was pregnant with our third child, I knew I needed a game plan or we would find ourselves right back in the same scenario. Our third son was born just before Christmas, and after my six-week checkup, when we got the all clear from the doctor, we immediately completed the challenge.
Right on.
What? That's awesome.
Awesome hashtag, we did it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you for pushing me to step out of my comfort zone, helping us to create a game plan for our sex and intimacy, and encouraging us to never settle for a just okay sex life.
That's right.
It's not perfect, and there's still a lot to improve on. But it's definitely the best sex we've ever had.
And that's after three kids. Rock stars. Love it.
Rock stars. Three kids. And it was right after she got the all clear, which is so awesome. And we're so proud of you guys. That's just an incredible way to kick off this show. And it's interesting. You know, obviously you heard, as Tony was sharing at the very beginning of the show, that we're talking about oral sex for him and for her. Because it's one of those areas of sexual intimacy that lots of people think about. But no one's really talking about it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do really think about it. And there is some talk. I just don't know if there's enough talk happening between husband and wife.
Ooh, I think that's actually a really, really good point.
that's just the way I see it. A lot of times we see a lot of it. There are a lot of things being discussed about it. And yet are we as husband and wife coming together and actually talking about this area of our sexual intimacy?
Absolutely. And, you know, it is one of those things that because it's between the two of you need to be discussing. And, you know, those of you that have been around for a while, you know that I like to start these kinds of shows with definitions.
You do.
Right? Just so that we're all on the same playing field. And this is also one of those things where we've got teenagers in the house. So I just by nature just give definitions all the time. Kids are, you know, a little bit over it. And if you are too, so be it. We're still going to do a definition around oral sex. And the definition, pretty straightforward, but it's any sexual activity in which you stimulate your spouse's genitals with your mouth. Like I said, pretty straightforward, but it is one of those areas that we kind of dance around, right? We're so, you know, inclined to be like, well, you know, genital on genital, right? Or hand on the genitals, but we don't really get into this discussion about what are we doing with our mouths, right? And what does that look like within the framework of marriage? And for a lot of couples, it can feel awkward to have the conversation, or maybe it's just avoid it altogether.
And I would say for us, I would, and again, sometimes I'm trying to remember years after 22 years, pretty much the first 11 years, no discussion around it, rarely ever happened. Even during our 60 days of sex challenge, which you would think, oh my gosh, you guys are doing, you're having sex for 60 days straight. And yes, we did 40 out of those 60. You would think within that time, we would have had some form of oral sex happening. We didn't.
Yeah, we were actually trying to recall that for this show. And we're like, I don't think that that was a big factor.
It really wasn't. And so if you're one of those who's listening to this and going, oh, it's never happened, it's not discussed, stick with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was us for a long time in our marriage.
Absolutely. And you know, for some of you that are even listening to this show, you're thinking, this is an absolute no-go. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. Well, keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And for those of you that are like, yeah, this is something that we do, keep listening. Right? And there are other couples that, you know, you're listening to this and you're like, well, this is just a one-way street in our marriage.
Understand.
Keep listening. Mm-hmm. And if it is a two-way thing, good. We want you here and we want you participating in the conversation, because this particular show is all about, you know, exploring that conversation, opening it up and saying, what does this look like for you and for me?
At all different stages, from those who are not to those who are doing it often. And yet, you know what? We need to have some conversation around that, because sometimes we'll just get in our rut and our routine. And even though we're having oral sex, it's the same thing. And we can get lost in just doing a routine instead of truly being intimate and sexually intimate with our spouse in those moments.
Wow, that's really good. I hope you all heard that, that no matter where you are, if those routines are a factor, then you need to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, when we're behind the mics here, you know, those of you that have been listening, like, this is all about transparency with you guys. Mm-hmm. And I, even as I was preparing for the show, felt it was really important that I share kind of my own mindset and where I was stuck around this idea of oral sex, because I think a lot of you can probably relate. For those of you that have been around for a while, you know that, you know, we've talked about the fact that we had sex with other partners prior to getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And I distinctly remember one encounter with a man where we were getting ready to have oral sex. I had not read Taking Charge of Your Fertility. I did not know what my cycles were like. I did not know about mucus. I didn't know about any of that stuff. I just knew that I like felt uncomfortable and yuck. And then he's like, you know, the next thing I know, he's got his face down there and I'm like, what the heck is he doing? And I was so mortified in that moment, because I felt unclean and dirty and I couldn't imagine why a guy would want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that memory got seared into my brain. And so here, you know, fast forward, now I'm a married woman and Tony wants to perform oral sex on me. And I'm like, that is the grossest thing that, like, I can't even wrap my head around that.
And here's the thing, lo and behold, as we were discussing this show, I never had heard that story. Ever. This is the first time that it was brought to my attention. And I look back and I go, wow, what would have happened had we been in a marriage and in a relationship where being open, honest, and transparent with each other from the get-go? What would that have done for our marriage so many years ago? Instead of us looking at divorcing each other twice, you know, that what a difference that would have made. And I'm going to share this because, hey, you may have had other partners and they have impacted your marriage. It needs to be shared, because there's no judgment here. In all honesty, there is none. Hey, but I do know this, that if something had happened to you prior to your marriage, it may be wise to begin expressing that to your spouse so that they understand where you're coming from. Because shutting it down, he or she doesn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
They just see it as a rejection of themselves. They don't know. You know why. And yet they don't. And that rejection can push them far away from you. Where, had Elisa told me this years ago, believe me, it would have been a much different conversation. I got it. And you may have to come up at a time when it is best for you. It would have been a different conversation, but it would have answered a lot of questions that I had when we were younger and married, and things like oral sex were never discussed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's you guys get the real deal here behind these microphones. And you know, it's why we do what we do. It's why we tackle these topics, because, you know, we want to know what's going on in the One Family. We want to be real and transparent with you guys. And, you know, we went to you and said, let's talk about oral sex, right? Let mm-hmm. up on IG stories. Let's ask these questions about what's going on. Is it a part of your marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you know, is it foreplay? Is it the main course? Are you giving? Are you receiving? What does that look like? And, you know, just to share some numbers with the One Family. So 84% of you say that oral sex is a part of your marriage toolbox. It's part of your sexual repertoire.
Awesome.
88% say it's primarily foreplay versus it being the main course. So it's a way to, you know, as one person put it, it's a kind of a way to get those engines started, right? And to just kind of get everybody in the mindset, into that space, and that's what happens. And, you know, so the next two numbers, though, I think are kind of interesting because we asked about giving.
And receiving.
Mm-hmm. Right? 82% of you say that you enjoy receiving, but only 70% of you enjoy giving. Right? There's a little bit of a gap there.
A little bit of a gap.
We like to get. We don't necessarily like to give.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
And for both husbands and wives, it was about twice a month that they were giving oral sex. So just some numbers, you know, obviously in the one family, oral sex is, you know, it's fairly common and it's a tool, you know, just like any tool in your sexual toolbox, right? It's something to have in there to mm-hmm. say, okay, you know, how do we cultivate this? How do we use this to heighten the connection between the two of us? And, mm-hmm. you know, we were actually sharing with the one family on Instagram a few days ago about, you know, what that stimulation looks like and getting to a place where you've got all of this anticipation and buildup. And that's really where that foreplay aspect of it comes in,
mm-hmm.
right? Yep. Where you're like, oh, it's almost like teasing your body, teasing your senses. But, you know, specifically as we look at this show today, that gap between the 82% and the 70%, the giving and getting, that's where we used to live.
Yes, totally.
Right? Because, you know, I was like, you know, it took me a long time to even get to a place where I could receive it. But then even getting to the place where I wanted to give it, like that was a whole nother hurdle mentally for me. And there were, like Tony said, there were a lot of things that we needed to work through as a couple, a lot of conversations that needed to be had. And, you know, it started as we started putting together tools and resources like 19 questions to amazing sex with your spouse.
Yes.
That was, you know, again, guys, I cannot overstate the importance of this particular tool in changing the conversation around our sexual intimacy, right? And if you haven't picked it up, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/19questions because this is a tool that got us talking, not just about oral sex, but about our sexual intimacy. Because when we went down that road, all of a sudden, I'm realizing that there are two big roadblocks that I've got around the particular topic of oral sex.
And here's the big thing, too, within the one family and probably for most couples as well, oral sex is used as a foreplay. It's used to get each other stimulated, heightened, ready for sexual intercourse. That alone, I think, is a huge thing mm-hmm. to begin discussing because that alone puts each of you in a place where you're just like, this is what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's for. And women, I will have to say for you, you may have to speak up to share with your husband why you enjoy that part of it. It is a foreplay. It's something that you enjoy and he enjoys to get him heightened for completion mm-hmm. within the vagina and maybe not in your mouth. That is a question and that is something that needs to be spoken about if it's something that, you know, you're like, ooh, that's not something I want. Yeah.
If there's an aspect of it, you got to talk about it.
You have to talk about every, I know this sounds weird at times, guys. I know like Elise and I can sit here and talk candidly about this. And yet if that's going through your mind, wives in mm-hmm. particular, if that's going through your mind and that's what's stopping you, then letting your husband know that helps him a ton because he realizes it. And husbands, if your wife tells you that, honor her, respect her. Do not do that. Do not ejaculate in her mouth. Finish with penetration or somewhere else on her body.
Absolutely.
Because that is a trust factor. She is trusting you. And you guys, husbands, have to, in that moment, I don't care where you are, I don't care how close you are, you need to make sure that you do stop yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that's, oral sex really does get into a lot of trust issues.
Oh gosh, yeah, it does.
Right.
Let's just talk about some of the positions of oral sex, because I think this is one of those things with oral sex that we don't think about as well, but we need to discuss is a lot of the positions and where that places us,
mm-hmm.
both even husband and wife. And I would say for the wife in particular, I think many couples would see oral sex as her on her knees,
mm-hmm.
giving her husband a blowjob.
Or below him in some physical capacity, right? Whether at the end of the bed or whatever that looks like. There's that positioning. And positioning was a really big deal for me, right? I wasn't comfortable with the position. And I don't even know how we stumbled upon changing the position. I wish, you know, it's like one of those things where I'm like, I wish I could figure out how that happened the first time. But I didn't like the association with, you know, and I don't care if it's all of, you know, what's out there in media or, you know, the jokes or whatever, you know, a woman on her knees, all of those types of things, I think were factors. And I'm like, I don't want to be that woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. Right. And so I would resist it. And yet one day we found ourselves in a different position. It was more.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Elisa says, I don't want to. And she said prior to that is probably possibly from media, other sources, not me. So guys, you have to understand what our wives are ingesting through their eyes, through their ears, impacts us as well. It's not about us mm-hmm. at times. This isn't about that. That wasn't about me. It's what she saw. She saw how she viewed these things and brought it into our marriage. Thus, we have to begin to extrapolate, have this emotional connection, dig into our communicational, emotional intimacy within oral sex to break this stuff open, to better understand why a position that I felt was like, well, that's the way you do it, wasn't okay for her.
Mm-hmm. And be willing to explore different positions, right? Because you're in this place of going, okay, can we try a different position? Can we talk about, you know, bodily fluids and how we're going to handle that? Can we talk about hygiene? Hello. Mm-hmm. Maybe the thing that's holding the two of you back from having oral sex is that you just need to take a shower first.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big one for me. I'm like, clean yourself up.
And it goes both ways because there are smells that both husband and wife have in their genitalia that you may have had, like Elisa even said, putting powder down there. You may have some creams, whatever may be going on, but to feel clean, to feel fresh, that makes a huge difference for yourself and where you begin to sit and be within your own mindset as your spouse performs oral sex on you. And it also just feels good to just know that, hey, I am clean and
right.
I am just fresh and I feel good for my own self.
I mean, you guys could consider showers the foreplay, right?
Take
a shower first as the foreplay, and then go to the oral sex as the foreplay, and then go on to the main course. And, you know, we want to equip you to have this conversation, right? We want to equip you to move into this place where, you know, if this is a brand new conversation, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, Elisa, like you're inside my head and some of this mindset stuff is really like what you've struggled with, then we need to go into this conversation, right? We need to stop just being in this place of, I can't talk about it, and say, you know what, babe, let's talk about what your thoughts are on oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
What's kept us from trying this? What are your concerns? What do we need to think about when it comes to position, right? What's keeping us from having this be the tool that it could be in our toolbox.
Mm-hmm. So here are those questions again, because I want you guys to get these. If you're driving, please don't write them down. Stop, you know, write them down. But here are these questions to really think about how you can answer those questions. And I'm going to say this because you're the one listening. And last year, we were all about what can I do? Mm-hmm. So this is about you thinking about what can you do? And this year, we're all about in the moment. So within oral sex, what's my in the moment? So what are your thoughts on oral sex? Answer it yourself, not for your husband or your wife to answer, but for you to answer to them. What has kept you from trying? And you may have to dig deep.
Mm-hmm.
Just as Elisa and I were discussing prior to this show, how this incident that happened somewhere in about 27 years ago, because we met 25 years ago, and I think that was probably a year or two before we even met. 27 years ago. So what is keeping you from trying? What are your concerns? What is it about oral sex that concerns you?
Mm-hmm.
Give the plus, the minuses. You know, those are things that you need to think of. And then what are the things that the two of you need to think about moving forward?
Let's talk about that after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You know, as we're jumping back into this conversation around oral sex, you know, it's not just whether we will or we won't, but it's also looking at what are those other things that we want to consider as we bring this tool into our marriage toolbox, right? What does lubrication look like? There were quite a few of you that shared, you know what, we use edible lubricants.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or flavored lubricants.
Make sure you're going to have to test these ones out, though, folks. And I honestly think when you're dealing with edible lubricants, because of the flavors, and that's what I'm just saying, if you're going to go onto an Amazon and pick something out, I would say test these prior to doing the actual oral sex. Because, oh my gosh, if you're going to get like some raspberry flavored one, and man, you got it all up on your husband or on your spouse, and you try that, and it tastes like medicine, that's probably not going to be good experience. And so we don't want to have that experience happen, because then that experience could be seared in your head and then you don't want to do it again. Mm-hmm. So I would say just test those out. You know, hey, you can go with your natural lubes, like a coconut oil. I know there are some others out there. You could go with your essential oils, maybe even mix that in with your coconut oil.
I would just say with the essential oils, be careful, because yes, some of them are
peppermint. Don't go peppermint.
You don't need the burning, tingly sensation to like nix your oral sex encounter. I'm just saying.
And so that's something that you guys got to think about. Another thing to consider is that, guys, your wife may start out dry, and yet when you begin to stimulate her, her own natural lubricants will come into play. Mm-hmm. And so you need to think about that one as well. You could go to other, like, and I'm not going to say natural, but like whipped creams, chocolate syrup. Yeah, there you go. Food stuff. You can go into that type of an item.
And that's more external. Think penis, think breasts. Mm-hmm. Don't necessarily think anything that you're going to put inside, like around the vagina.
Right.
So we be smart, people.
Yeah.
Right. If you're not supposed to put it in your body, you're not supposed to put it in your body. You can have fun with it and totally enjoy it, but don't put stuff in that isn't supposed to go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you have others and you want to share them with us, by all means, let us know. We love hearing from you guys, because you guys are a wealth of like just different things that we would never even think of.
Mm-hmm.
And we love sharing that with the One family.
Absolutely. You know, start discussing those different positions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What can you go side by side? Can you do 69? Can you, you know, change the angle? Can you get a wedge or a pillow underneath her, so guys, your neck isn't like cramped or whatever? Can you give yourself permission? And that's what this is. It's giving yourself permission to explore your bodies in different positions.
And for us, I would say the best one is the 69 Sidewinder. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic position. If you want to check it out, go to shop.oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Go to the sex positions. It's right there. You can grab that. But that's one that we have found for us is very favorable for both of us to be able to give and receive oral sex. Again, this was time and we learned it. Here's what I'm going to say when it comes to oral sex as well. I believe that when you are implementing the intimacy lifestyle, mm-hmm, This is key. When you are implementing the intimacy lifestyle and you are having sex on a regular basis, 1, 2, 3 times a week, whatever you guys are choosing during on your own intimacy lifestyle, your oral sex also becomes heightened because you're working together. You're trying new things together. You got to get out of your what you've always done. If you do missionary every single time, believe me, you're going to come and you're going to tell us, oh, it's not working. And the first thing we'll say is, have you tried something new? No. Okay. This is a way you're going to start trying something new because that expands what's happening within your sexual intimacy.
Wow. You know, there's so many things to consider. And we touched on this last one a little bit earlier in the show, but how are you going to handle the bodily fluids, specifically a man's ejaculation, right? Like, ladies, you need to be really candid with your husband about whether or not, if you're giving him a blowjob, whether or not it's okay if he comes in your mouth. Tell him. If it's not okay, tell him. And guys, like Tony said earlier, please honor your wives. If she says it's a no-go, don't surprise her. It will not go well for you.
No.
Surprises with a mouth around your penis, like, I'm just going to tell you, that's
And if it's cool, it's cool. Hey, whatever you guys want to do in your bedroom is between you and you, between the two of you guys. You know what? It's not about us taking any judgment here. We just want to open up that conversation for you guys. Because with that becomes the connection. You're serving one another. You're one. This is the one area between like oral sex and actual intercourse that we as husband and wives get to share such an intimate act that, my gosh, why don't you want to have it be amazing? I do. And I have come to realize, and Elisa has as well, that the more and more we do have our sexual intimacy scheduled out through the intimacy lifestyle, it's gotten better and better. Oral sex has sort of gone up and down. And we're learning, we're looking at even just most recently getting a wedge for us just to help with the her position. So my head's not like all kinked up. Guys, you may know what I'm talking about. Your head gets all kinked and like all of a sudden you got like a spasm going down your neck and you're trying to stay in the moment and it's tough. That's just truth, man. And you know, just talking about these certain things, like ladies, when you're having an orgasm and you're crushing your guy's head,
it's not good.
I'm just saying that's just a word for my beautiful wife.
It's like, happened.
Like, don't crush my head. I love you. But that doesn't need to happen, right? But these are conversations we need to have so that we can both enjoy these moments together.
And guys, we can only scratch the surface in a 30-minute show. We can't. I mean, this is probably because we haven't talked about it in the last 9 years. It's probably got a few iterations that and other things that you're going to think about that we need to talk about. And so we want to hear from you.
Yes, let's do it.
Right. If there are aspects about oral sex, we want you to write in. We want to be able to potentially even take this to the Daily Step Show where we're answering, you know, one question at a time. So make sure that you write in. And the best email address to do that is
dailysteps@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Just put in there Daily Steps question and we'll start answering those over at Daily Steps. If you want to check out Daily Steps, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Daily Steps. You guys, this was fun. And we hope that you guys will start having the conversation. That's a big thing. Have that conversation about oral sex. Get it into your sexual intimacy repertoire. Try different things together and enjoy it. The biggest thing is enjoy it. And you do that by having open, honest, and transparent conversations with one another so you can expand your sexual intimacy. We love you guys. We're excited to hear what comes up with you guys as you explore oral sex together. Love you guys. Have a great week, and we will catch you next week. Love you guys.